Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, September 21st, 2020. Stand up for your country. So I hope you have a pen and paper. I'm going to give you an awful lot of information tonight. We are going to do it in a very methodical manner. We've got Justice Ginsburg, Bob Woodward, Ocasio-Cortez, the town hall meetings. We really got a lot of stuff going on. So let's start with Justice Ginsburg, who died at 87 on Friday, September 18th, from cancer. She was on the Supreme Court for 27 years, a woman of the left, very devoted in her liberal thought process. She believed in an evolving constitution, a living document, and that put her at odds with those of us who believe the Constitution was forged to be a document for the ages, not changing with the whims of society. All right, so those are the two camps. I am in the traditional camp, as you know. Now, Ms. Ginsburg was very interested in women's rights, and that's because, if you know her biography, she struggled to rise in the judicial process and was held back because she was a woman. That's all true. There's no doubt about it. But she brought that sensibility to the court. And in her rulings, in my opinion, my humble opinion, I'm not a lawyer, she basically took the Constitution and molded it to whatever she wanted politically. And that is what is wrong with this country. So if you're a judge, it's not your job to make law, to find a way to justify something. That's not your job. Congress makes the laws. And I'll give you an example. So the Democrats are screaming now about the judicial replacement for Ms. Ginsburg. And they're threatening, and I mean outright threats, if you don't delay the vote till after the election, we're going to stack the Supreme Court, which means we're going to put more justices than nine on the court. And a lot of people are writing me, goes, can they do that? Yeah. If Congress passes a law that says there are 15 judges now, not nine, and the president signs it, then it'll be 15 judges. Now, that has happened throughout our history. It was six in the beginning. John Jay, first Supreme Court leader, John Marshall followed him. And then it went up and down depending on the whims of politics and the expansion west. All right, but nine has been the number for more than 100 years. Democrats are going, oh, we're going to get 15. Why don't you get 30, 50, 100? All right, nine is a good number. It should stay that way. Now, the court right now is 5-4, traditional to liberal. And that's what the liberals are screaming about. So they don't want it to be 6-3, because if President Trump gets his nominee, which is going to be a person named Amy Coney Barrett, if he gets her in, then it's 6-3, because John Roberts kind of goes with the win. So that's the big brawl now, and that will affect the presidential election. But here's what's going to happen. Donald Trump's going to put up his nominee. Has to, and he will. And it'll come later this week. It'll be leaked out. It will be, I believe, Judge Barrett. She's not a justice yet. She teaches at Notre Dame, 48 years old, seven children, two adopted from Haiti. So, you know, she's a good woman, I think. I vetted her. Traditional woman, not a liberal. So Pelosi then goes on TV and says, we may impeach President Trump if he tries to do this. That's just a bluff. There's no more impeaching going on. I mean, it didn't work out the first time around. Speaker knows that. But they're real worried. The Schumers and Pelosi's, the Cortez's, the left and the far left, very worried about Donald Trump nominating and getting passed in the Republican Party. Back to Justice Ginsburg for just a moment. So I knew Justice Scalia. You didn't get more traditional than him. I mean, he was a real, real staunch constitutionalist. And I'm going to read you two things here in a moment. And I had dinner with Judge Scalia one time. And you don't do that. I mean, journalists don't get that opportunity much. I don't know Judge Ginsburg. All right. I don't know any of the other. I know Kennedy. I spoke with him. But he's retired now. So Scalia loved Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, they were buds. And that showed me that she wasn't a crazy fanatic. You know, crazy fanatics are people who hate anybody they disagree with. So she wasn't. Even Clarence Thomas had very, very nice things to say about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, to me, as an American, I'm not judging her. I'm just saying there was no way she was going to limit abortion anyway.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, town halls. Neither town hall did Biden or Trump any good at all. But there's one really interesting thing, just one. So, as you know, Donald Trump goes on ABC, George Stephanopoulos, who's a devoted Democrat who doesn't like Trump, and he faces 13 liberal questions and one conservative question on ABC. Biden turns down ABC and goes on CNN, where he says that all the people, who died during COVID would be alive today if not for Trump. Everybody be alive. Anderson Cooper, the moderator of this thing, stands there, all right, doesn't say a word. So everybody who's died of COVID, all 200,000 in the United States and millions around the world, they'd all be alive if not for Trump. I'm just going, is this a Twilight Zone? Okay, so in this exposition, Biden faced all friendly questions except for one. A Republican lady came on and asked him something about overregulating the economy and that she, a farmer, was suffering. Here's what Biden said. Go.
In the United States, in my state of Delaware, we have a $4 billion industry, chicken and poultry, and all the manure, quite frankly, that is a consequence of chickens. And so it's polluting the Chesapeake Bay. What we found out, we've invested a lot of money, we found out you can pelletize this and take out the methane, so you're in a position where you can use that fertilizer without the damage that was being done before.
So Biden's saying these regulations on farming and animals to stop pollution. Okay. I tweeted out right after that, Biden knows the subject matter. He didn't know the questions, but CNN had to vet the people asking the questions, because if they don't, you get somebody with Tourette syndrome. You get a Nazi or somebody. They have to vet the people. They have to know what area the people are going to ask about. I believe that was passed on to the Biden campaign. And I tweeted that because nobody talks about chicken manure off the top of their head. Nobody on the earth would do that. I'm sitting there going, what? What? Where did that come from? Another quick break, back with a final thought in just a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, here is the final thought of the day. In God we trust. Now, the secular progressives want that off the money. They don't want any God reference at all. But it's important not because of God. All right? Man, God, supreme being's important. It would be wise for you to connect there. My opinion, looking out for you. But let's keep religion out of it. Just the phrase, in God we trust. There's another message for that. It's going to be very hard. Your life will be very hard if you trust a lot of people. I hate to say that, but it's so true. I just hate to say it. I know thousands of people, and I have a lot of, very lucky to have a lot of good friends. I am very fortunate to do that. But I can't trust anybody now. Not anybody, but I can't. Because I know if you are in a position of responsibility and you are affluent, nobody's going to try to hurt you. And they'll come, like Judas Iscariot did, in a very friendly demeanor. You got to be real careful. And you got to teach your kids and grandkids this. People are not what they seem to be many times. If you confide in them, if you trust them with assets or with your confidence, better than a 50-50 chance you're going to be burned. You all know it. You know it. You've lived your life. So in God we trust is an interesting motto, because I think you can, if there is a deity, it's he or she is going to be all just, has to be. So we can trust in somebody who's all just. But man is flawed. We're all sinners. Now, I really have gone out of my way throughout my life not to violate anyone's trust. If somebody says, just between you and me, if somebody says, this is off the record, if somebody says, please don't tell anybody, whatever, I honor that. Always have, even when I was a dopey kid. But it's gone now. That's gone. And so you should know it. Be very careful about whom you trust. See you tomorrow.